Good afternoon, everyone. This is John Thomas, as you know, or you certainly should know. I wrote a book entitled, You Can Live It Any Weight You Choose. That's right, you can weigh anything you want. Sounds like magic, doesn't it? Sounds like a bunch of baloney. Well, it really isn't. And let me tell you up front, folks, I don't want any of your money. This is all free. Today we're going to talk about what the problem is, why you made yourself fat, and why you won't let yourself weigh less. That's right, you won't let yourself weigh less, you won't let yourself be thin. You may have always been fat or heavy, or maybe you were thin at one time when you got fat. But keep in mind that while you were getting fat or gaining weight, or not losing weight, you knew exactly what you were doing. You knew you were getting fat or not weighing less, but you kept doing it. You kept putting all that food in your mouth, even though you knew and your scale told you, and so did your friends, that you're getting fat. Your clothes didn't fit. You didn't like your social life. It made you unhappy. You didn't like the way you felt, and you still don't. If you're listening to this, you weigh too much, or at least you think you weigh too much. So there you are. Look at this. Unbelievable story, isn't it? You know exactly what you're doing, making yourself fat, keeping yourself fat, but you insist on doing it. That's right. You are your own worst enemy, you think? Actually, that's not the case. The reality is that the reason you're putting all that food in your mouth is because you have an emotional need to do so. That's right. Look, think about what eating is. You put some food in your mouth, you taste it, you chew it, and you swallow it. That's good. That's all. That's all eating is. You really don't want all that stuff in your system, all that junk, all those calories, all that stuff. Why? Because it'll make you fat. So what do you really want with the food? You know what it is? You want it in your mouth. You love the taste. You love the feel of it. You like to roll it around in your mouth. It makes you feel secure. When you're anxious, what do? You go get some food and you put it in your mouth. Maybe it's something sweet. Maybe it's something fat. Maybe it's something that makes you feel good. Whatever it is, you're doing it on purpose. And why would you do that? Think about it. Logically, it's idiotic. You don't want to be fat, yet you're doing everything that makes you fat and keeps you fat. So why are you doing it? What's the problem? Why can't you weigh less? The reason is because you have an emotional need to put the food in your mouth. It makes you feel better. Stops you being anxious for a little while. So let's find out what the problem is. We know, okay, you have to put food in your mouth now. Why can't you weigh less? You've seen diets, people promise you over and over. If you go to meetings, if you pay them some money, if you buy their book, if you watch television, whatever it is, if you go to the discipline, you follow their program, you for sure will lose weight and you weigh less. So what's the problem? If you understand that the reason you got fat and the reason you're putting all the food in your mouth is because emotionally it makes you feel better. Emotionally, it satisfies you for a little while, not for long, but while the food is in your mouth, it makes you feel better, makes you happy, or at least less anxious. So when somebody tells you, you know, John, you know, Mary, the way for you to be thin is don't put the food in your mouth, or don't put as much food in your mouth, that throws you in a state of panic. You can't do that. Why? Because you are being deprived of something that you need emotionally. It is not just food. It's what the food means to you. It's what it does for you. That's the problem. That's why almost all diets never, almost never, will enable you or anybody else to weigh less permanently. You probably can't name five people who you know who have permanently lost weight. Yeah, we all know the story. So-and-so had a stroke, so-and-so got sick, so-and-so had an epiphany and they lost 40 pounds, 50 pounds, 70, 100 pounds. But tell yourself, how many people gained all the weight back and then some? Probably everybody. Almost everybody. Why? Because it made them nervous to be thin. Yeah, they loved the feeling, but they couldn't stand being thin. They couldn't stand giving up the food. Why? It's not because to them it's not just food. It's what it means. It's the emotional component. All diets, remember this, are based on emotional deprivation, depriving you of something you need emotionally. To you, Food is not just food. Food is a way of emotionally satisfying yourself. That's right. That's all it is. In order to really understand this, next time you feel a need to eat or put, as I call it, put food in your mouth, don't do it for a while. Wait a while. See how you feel. Hold a piece of chocolate in front of you. Chocolate ice cream, cake, fried chicken, pizza, whatever it is. And you know if you weigh too much that you don't need that food for nourishment. No. You need it because it makes you feel better. You want it in your mouth. Wait a little bit and see how nervous you get. You eventually will get plenty nervous. So nervous, you eventually have to put the food in your mouth. Now, do it. It's an experiment. How does it make you feel once you get the food in your mouth? You know how it makes you feel? Wonderful. It's like a drug, an opiate of some source, some sort. It's an emotional satisfaction. That's why you're fat. That's why you made yourself fat. That's why you won't let yourself be thin. Because you need the food. Well, I'm not suggesting you have a nervous breakdown if you didn't have all the food, but you might come close. It might bother you. And that's why you are where you are. In order for you to weigh less on a permanent basis, you have to be able to eliminate the emotional component that food does for you. What it does, it makes you feel better. If you follow what I'm telling you on these podcasts, and by the way, it's free, all free. I'm doing this, by the way, because nobody, in my view, is doing anything intelligent about what they call the obesity crisis. They're worried about childhood obesity. That's very nice, but it's a waste of time. You cure adult obesity, child obesity will take care of itself because there won't be any fat people. You're never going to convince people to go on a diet for good. Hardly anybody, certainly not you. And certainly no one you know. So we're going to work on eliminating the emotional component of the food. And when you finish this program, and again I stress it's free, you will no longer think of food as having an emotional component. It won't do anything for you except give you nourishment. Stick with me. This is John Thomas. We'll do this. Just keep practicing. Realize what it is that food's doing for you. Understand it. Not just understand it logically. Understand it emotionally. See how it feels to be without the food. See how it feels when you put the food in your mouth. Once you do that, you're a long way toward solving your problem. This is John Thomas. Stick with me. We'll do another podcast very soon.